This is season 5 of Sadie's Divorced and Happy podcast, where I talk about life after divorce with a playful perspective. Are you seeking more adventure? Are you excited to explore your own self-care and sensuality? Do you long for laughter and a cheeky, fun approach to post-divorce dating? Then join me for today's episode to refresh and recharge your life after divorce. Here we are back together with new episodes of the podcast. It is officially season 5, and I am so happy to finally get to share all of these great conversations that I have been taping all winter with my awesome guests this season. And thank you so much for indulging in those winter replays. We did have fun in those, didn't we? I like doing those intros with you every episode. But today we are back with new episodes, and I just want to welcome you to the divorced list. I don't know if you are new to the divorced list, or if you've been on it for years like I have. I'm on almost year 6, but we have fun on the divorced list. You're going to indulge in some extra fun today because we have the Irish queen of comedy, Fiona O'Brien, with us. She actually lives in Canada. Isn't that cute? She's Irish, but she lives in Canada. You're going to love her accent. Yum. It's yummy. So if you are needing some laughs, if you are needing some levity and some lightness, you're going to love this episode. You're going to love this conversation. Well, last week on my sprinkles little teaser, I loved what some listeners thought getting sprinkled meant after a divorce. It was very naughty, a lot of naughty thoughts. If you haven't listened to it yet, treat yourself. I do share a few sneak peeks about season 5. I talked about some awesome divorced and happy events that are just on the horizon. And of course, I introduced you to my vanilla strawberry sprinkles quiz. If you haven't taken that quiz, definitely check it out at divorcedandhappy.net. But I've saved a couple of other updates. I'm going to share one right now. Are you excited? I know. Well, it's about the burning questions segment of the podcast. So you remember last year how I had you actually turn the tables on me and ask me the burning question. You put me in the hot seat. And I loved that. I loved getting your recordings and picking the fun questions and sharing them on the podcast. So we're definitely going to do that again. So I can't wait to get more of your burning questions for me this season. But just to, you know, mix it up a little bit because that makes life more interesting. This season, I'm also going to ask you a burning question. And I want you to tape your answer. I want you to actually tape your answer and share it on SpeakPipe. Because a lot of the times you just DM me and then I get to read it, but I don't share it on the pod. But this year, I want to share it on the podcast. And to do both, to either ask or to tell, you just visit my website, divorcedandhappy.net. You scroll down on the homepage. Okay. This is going to sound familiar if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, but just scroll down on the homepage. You're going to see yours truly in a caution tape dress. And there's going to be a little button. It says start recording. And you just press that. You press that to ask your question or to give your answer. And we're going to start all the fun today later in the episode. So stay tuned. Okay. Back to Fiona. I love Fiona. I actually found her on the TikTok when I was scrolling one day, and she had this hilarious bit about sex after divorce. Use your imagination. She's going to share it in a little bit, though. You'll actually get the full story in just a minute. So hold on. But yeah, she had me cracking up. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to start season 5 with Fiona talking about all the Bennies being on the divorce list. She is quite the accomplished comedian. She's been featured on Funny Women UK. She's been a part of a lot of different comedy festivals like the Halifax Comedy Festival, the Boston Comedy Festival. Fiona is a regular on CBC LOL and JFL Toronto. And she actually has these two really fun out-of-the-box comedy albums. The first one is called Magically Malicious. And the other one is called, this is hilarious, I'm going to say this out loud, Finger Liquor. Yeah, okay, Divorced Dad, use your imagination. Both sound really tasty, right? And you can find them on iTunes or Spotify. And of course, Fiona has been divorced. She's been on the divorce list longer than I have, 8 years, I think. And her first few years on the divorce list apparently gave her a lot of material. Are you shocked? You're shocked. Well, she's going to share some of that today, including how she lost her divorginity. I know. And not only is she going to give you a lot of laughs today, because God, we need laughs after divorce, right? But she is also going to give you some advice on how you can discover your purpose and your passion post-divorce. So if you are ready, friend, for some playful fun and delicious inspiration, then let's get this first episode of season 5 started with two spicy facts.
Two spicy facts.
Oh, I am excited to hear these two spicy facts today from the one and only Fiona O'Brien, all the way from Canada, my motherland. Fiona, I am just thrilled to have you on the podcast today. It is the first episode of season 5. Boom. Here she is, funny lady, just for you, listener. All right. What do you got for us today, Fiona? What are these spicy facts that you have to share?
Sadie, these are very spicy for an Irish woman, I think. I'm very proud of myself to have these spicy facts. I'm an Irish woman living in Canada. I just have to make sure people understand the accent. My first spicy fact, and I don't think my mother will be listening to this, is that I'm in the Mile High Club.
I know what that is, and I'm like, yes. Ooh, leaning in, but I don't know if the listener knows what that is.
Oh, I would say most of the list. So the Mile High Club is I have had shenanigans or maybe a little bit of sex in a bathroom on an airplane.
Just a titch.
On a flight. Yes.
Just a smidge. May I ask where you were flying to when you had this little rendezvous in the bathroom on the airplane?
I was flying to Florida.
Well, look at you getting things hot already on the plane. That sounds very memorable. I have not yet enjoyed that. Do you have any tips for me or for the listener who has yet not participated in that activity on an airplane?
I wouldn't get your hopes up too high. For me, it was kind of a bucket list kind of thing that I just needed to cross off. And it wasn't very comfortable. It's a cramped space. You know, you may end up just looking at blue liquid down a hole. And but I did it. It was more literally, I did it so I could say I did it, and I crossed it off my list, and I don't think I'd do it again.
Was this before divorce or after?
This was before.
Okay.
This was before when I had loads of energy and I was excited.
You know, I don't know if my knees could do it now, Fiona. I don't know. All that squatting or whatever you have to do in this tiny space.
Yeah. You'd need to limber up, do a few stretches before you go in.
Oh my God, that's beautiful. Okay, what's your other spicy fact?
My other spicy fact is, as you know, I'm a stand-up comedian, and I was requested to come to a swingers club to do some stand-up comedy.
And that's
so
a fun
I
group.
Performed comedy in front of a lot of very horny, naked people in a swingers club here in Canada.
Oh my gosh, I'm dying. Was it in Montreal? Where was this?
No. It wasn't. It was in Toronto.
Ooh, what's the name of the club? Can you share?
I can. It's called Club M.
Club M.
I don't know what the M. I don't know what the M stands for.
Many things, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So these people were naked, and you were doing comedy. Were you naked? Yeah. What were you wearing?
No. Well, I said, do I have to be naked? That was the first thing I asked, because I was going to have to go get myself tidied up. And they said, no, you can wear your clothes. I said, OK, well, I'll wear something kind of sexy. I don't know. With the jeans and a ripped T-shirt. I'm like, that's as sexy as I get. So there was 80 people. And they were all in various states of dress. Some were dressed up kind of in kinky stuff, and some people were naked. And you have to sit on a towel. There was a lot of towels.
I'm going to guess you didn't really have to edit much during that set. Did you stick around after your set, or can you share anything?
Well, a couple asked me to join them.
I'm sure they did.
And they were actually very attractive, but I was like, no, I'm not ready for that yet, because I was only actually newly divorced. But, and I was hoping the night went well, everyone was laughing while they were like touching each other. And everyone seemed very happy. Did the show. And the next morning, I woke up to an email from the club giving me 1 year's free membership.
Oh my gosh. I love that.
I know.
And it's your hometown, right? That's your hometown.
Yes.
So easy access. Did you go back? Fiona, did you go
back? Not yet.
Oh, man. Okay.
But I will. I think I will. I was out there having fun, but I don't think I was ready for swingers club fun. That was too much.
It is a whole new world. I have participated as an observer. It is a whole new world. I actually have listeners that want me to do an episode about kink clubs and sex clubs, swinger clubs. So stay tuned.
You absolutely should, because they're really, really popular.
Very.
And people
and
do
they're
now,
great destinations. So. But today we are talking about being on the divorce list, not just the D list, but the divorce list. And I can't wait to hear more from you about how the divorce list has been treating you. I have a feeling you have a few stories to share with us today. But before we jump into all that spicy fun, I want to know, how long have you been doing stand-up?
I've been doing stand-up comedy now for 9 years.
9 years. Okay. Yes. And you've been divorced?
I've been divorced 4, but we were separated for 4 as
So almost all of your divorce, divorce life, your life on the divorce list, you've been doing your comedy.
Yeah, it's a whole new lease of life for me. It was a case of I knew this was on the cards. I knew it was going to happen. And I was like, okay, what am I going to do here? Because one piece of advice somebody gave me before, I asked for the divorce was, make sure you're busy. Make sure you have something to put your energy into and focus on. That's really important. And I was starting the comedy and I had been writing and I had started to go out and do some comedy and I was in Second City doing some shows and a course. And so I just went full headlong into the comedy and focused on that.
I know you're the real life Mrs. Maisel, which I adore about you because it takes so much courage. I can't imagine, but I want to hear more from you. Just the courage it takes to get up on stage and try to make people laugh.
Do you know what? Something beautiful happens when you decide in your life because none of us marry and think, oh, well, I'm going to get divorced. Like none of us plan to get divorced. But something beautiful comes along with age and with maturity and you make this decision. And I went, do you know what? I don't give a shit anymore. And I'm ready to get out there and tell my stories.
Yes.
And live my life. And that's how it happened. And I just got up there and it was real. Do you know what? Fuck it. I've nothing left to lose now. Off I go.
See? Exactly. And also, I'm going to guess you were ready to bet on yourself. Like, it's my turn. I'm going for this. I'm betting on me and I'm going to do it.
Yes.
Stay the course, right?
Absolutely. Because I was, I have 3 kids and I worked while I had the 3 kids. And then it made more sense for me to be at home with the kids for a couple of years. And then the divorce happened and I was like, hang on, that person got to build their career all along and I was helping with the family. Now it's my turn.
Sounds familiar. All right. Okay. I am just kind of on the edge of my seat, as is the listener. We want to know, Fiona, your first few years on the divorce list, what happened? Any humorous happenings to share with us?
Oh my God. Listen, it's given me so much material. It's wonderful. The first thing, of course, I went online and because that's how people meet now. You go online, you put your resume and very filtered photos online and people will find you. And the first crazy thing that happened was I joined Match.com and came off it very quickly because they sent me my ex-husband.
They did. Well, they knew your type or your old type, God. At least, right?
I swear, and his photograph on Match.com was him in our living room sitting on our sofa. Like I was probably beside him and I'd been cropped out of the photo.
I hope you had a good laugh. I mean, I'm sure initially it kind of took your breath away, but I hope you had a really good laugh about that because...
Listen, I took a screenshot of it. I sent it to all of my friends and family and I went, you're not going to believe, like you could not even write this. So I talk about it on stage.
Yeah, that's like right out of a rom-com or something like that. That's hilarious. What was his reaction? I'm sure he had a reaction.
Wait, no, because I'm not sure if I matched with him. Did he match with me? I'm sure he immediately deleted.
He never found out. You never told him.
I didn't ask.
Okay. I thought maybe you texted him and had a little laugh, but maybe you don't have that type of connection. I don't know.
No, I just left it.
Okay.
Probably smart decision. He has a girlfriend, so okay. I was like, okay. Well, he shouldn't be on here, number one.
Interesting. Okay. Hilarious. That is. Okay. So dating, any divorce list adventures around that?
Yes. In the comedy world, you meet a lot of guys and a lot of comics and a lot of producers. And, they're like, oh, you're back on the market. And, and I am a sucker for a guy that would make me laugh. So I had a lot of fun. My advice is don't sleep with comics because you will end up on antibiotics. And
Well, you know, that can happen whether it's a comic or not. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Just be careful out there. Have lots of fun and be careful. But I know you found me from a clip where I talk about losing my divorginity.
I did. On TikTok. Loved it.
On TikTok.
My followers on Instagram loved it.
So it was losing your virginity after divorce. And I call it losing your divorginity. And that was just hilarious because I hooked up with a guy. He had a boat. Now, I thought he had a house and a boat. But no, he lived on the boat. And I wasn't really asking questions. I was just so excited, you know, to get out and meet a guy and have some fun. Had a good time, but I didn't go back.
You didn't go back. I remember in that sketch for the listener today who hasn't maybe enjoyed that sketch. Can you share a little bit about what you talked about?
Yeah, well, I say that, you know, when you're to me, your first time having sex after being married for so long, to me, it felt like losing my virginity all over again. And I call it losing your divorginity. And there's a few similarities between losing your virginity and losing the divorginity. Now, obviously, when you're losing your virginity, you're younger. You make sure everything is all waxed and shaved. You know, you make sure you've got matching brown panties. You turn off all the lights in the bedroom and you slip into the bed because you're nervous. You're anxious and you're nervous and you're excited. And then I say, now fast forward 25 years to the divorginity and you don't give a shit anymore, right? Am I right? Nothing is waxed or shaved. Nothing is matching. I said, in fact, there's a wire coming out of your bra stabbing you in your neck. All the lights are on and you take a run at that man in the bed and he is feckin' nervous. That's how it was, and it was fabulous.
Oh, I love that. I can resonate. I love that. Oh my gosh, that's brilliant.
I have bought a new bra since, and I do shave.
I think after divorce, you should buy new panties just because, like, you don't want panties from the past. I had another guest once say you don't want those panties from the past, and I agree with her. Like, freshen it up, right? Like,
yeah. The ghost of Christmas past.
Yeah, forget throw it all out. Old panties, the old worn out, stretched out panties from married life. Not as spicy, that's for sure.
No, get rid of them.
So what else on your divorce list from those first early years for you? I'm so curious.
So a lot of younger guys. Now, when I say younger, I mean early 30s. And to me, that they seem to... Obviously, there's this thing where they want a cougar or they want a MILF. Suddenly, I was a MILF.
And Fiona, I love it for you. You Irish
I love
MILF
it for me.
You. I love it.
I know. And so I was kind of excited because these guys were really in awe of, I suppose, an older woman who knew what she wanted and would cook them dinner. And and so it was kind of fun. I kind of felt in control. And if I, like, the kids weren't around and if a guy came back, if I needed help with, like, my Wi-Fi or setting up something for streaming for the television or, you know, they're younger and they were great.
Right. And so much stamina. All that stamina. Endless.
Stamina and excitement, and they're happy to be there and they want to show off. And I'm of an age where I can say, well, I would like this and I would like this and can you do this? And so it was kind of really empowering and fun.
Yes, listener, if you are new to the divorce list, Fiona and I really, really want you to enjoy the younger men, the millennial men. You know, I never really had time for millennials, Fiona, until I got divorced. Then I had lots of time. I had so much time. Like, come to me, millennials.
And they're
so excited.
Let
me show you my ways. What?
And they're so excited.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, they like the older ladies. Now, okay, divorced dad listening, what would you say to him about that? Do you think he should try maybe an older woman if he's interested in women?
Go for an older woman. Go for a younger woman. Just go for a woman who is out there enjoying her life and who's confident and not afraid to tell. And don't, if a woman says, I'd actually prefer you to do this, or like, don't take it personally. Learn from each other. My big thing is now when I'm with somebody for the first time, obviously we've never been together before. It's a learning experience for both of us. And when you're at this age, you're able to say, actually, this worked for me. No, I don't want that. Let's do this. It's actually really nice and respectful. And then you have a better experience all around.
I agree. And I find that younger men are open to more creativity, like toys, role play.
Yes.
You know, they're not needing to prove that. They're just more curious, I find.
Yeah. Well, I found some years ago might have been offended if there was a toy brought up.
Right.
You know? And I'm like, no, this isn't in competition. This is just to add to the spice.
Enhancement. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Go toy shopping.
Yes, so much toy shopping. And enjoy that solo play too. I don't know about your first years on the divorce list, but for me, I leaned into solo play.
There are amazing products out there. I swear by them.
I love it. What about being on the divorce list? Those first few years kind of surprised you. Anything?
I felt that I had more freedom to do stuff and I was able to work on my timetable. It surprised me I didn't have to run anything by somebody. Oh, does this suit you? Or can I go do, you know, not that you're asking permission, but you're trying to coordinate calendars. And so I was really kind of loved that I was like, oh yeah, I can do whatever I want now. Or I can go and, like, when the kids are with my ex, go to the supermarket, get a dinner that I would really love just for me, and a lovely bottle of wine, and go home and enjoy myself. And I really loved that. And some people think, oh, I might be really lonely, or you might be. Go and make the most of it. Throw on your lipstick, get out to the supermarket, buy your favorite meal, get some nice wine, listen to some nice music. I did a lot of dancing in my kitchen and enjoyed myself.
I hear that. Solo dance parties in your underwear. When no one else is around, you can play any music you like.
Yeah.
Indulge in a little, I like indulging in a little sweet, maybe some ice cream. I like to share it with my kids. It's great.
Exactly. Yeah. And I have my toys upstairs charging.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Okay. We have to talk a little bit about the comedy during those early years. And what was that like for you? Managing everything.
It actually, the divorce was a blessing in disguise because it freed up some time where there would be weekends that he would have the kids. So I just made sure I was out doing shows. Any weekend that I had free, I block booked all shows and I would get in the car, head out, meet people, go do shows, do open mics. In the beginning where, you know, I had to prove myself and get booked to do bigger shows. So I just kept myself really busy. It was a whole new life for me. So I was excited. I was trying new stuff. I was seeing what works, what didn't work. So I was making lots of connections, networking, and I had the freedom to do it. And I didn't have to go, oh, crap, I have to be back before this time, or I've got to get up early with the kids in the morning. So it freed up time for me and I was able to go and do whatever I needed to do to build my career and focus on myself. And not have to worry about being back for the kids or having to get up early in the morning with the kids. I just had this open weekend and I made the most of it.
I love this. So listener, you are getting to learn more and more about the many benefits about being on the divorce list. So we've talked about the dating, the sex, the free time, the focusing on self. What else, Fiona, for someone who's listening today, who's just, you know, starting his or her journey on the divorce list, which, as you can tell, listener, is so much fun. So much fun.
Yes.
What else would you share today that they can look, he or she can look forward to?
These are my bits of advice. None of us planned to get divorced. And we all end up, for whatever circumstances, we're on this list. We're on the divorce list. And it's not easy. You have to make the most of it if you can. Yeah, there's going to be good and bad days, but really enjoy the good days. And my advice would be get up, have a routine. Make sure you have a routine. Get up every day, shower. Even if it's as basic as just going to the store for an hour, try and get out, try and keep active. Look after yourself. The amount of women usually I see, and I know there are men too, we all seem to have this glow up after divorce.
I agree.
You have a glow up because suddenly you have time to focus on yourself and you have time to go, right, hang on, what would I like to do? And what makes me feel good? And for me, what makes me feel good is I get out and I walk. I have a beautiful dog, got a dog, walk the dog. You meet people when you're out walking the dog, which is wonderful. exercise. And I'm not saying you don't have to go crazy. I'm not a huge exercise, but I like walking. I like doing some boxing, get some good toys.
I love boxing. Yeah,
I love boxing. It's such a great, anything to relieve stress. And I found the punching bag was wonderful. but that would be my advice. If you feel you need therapy, go do some therapy. I did therapy for a couple of years, and that was if you can afford it, that was really helpful to me.
I love that. So I'm curious, you have been pursuing your dream for the last 8 years. And I talked about this on Instagram a while ago, how this year I really want to dream again. And I think sometimes when you're going through a divorce, you're just so in the moment, or even life after divorce, you're just trying to figure it out. You're trying, like you said, figure out this new routine. What's my life about now? You're, trying to pay the bills, you're managing children. What can you share with the listener that's helped you really focus on your dream and not give up on it?
Do you know what? I had faith in myself. I took a gamble on myself and my passion, and I went, you've one life to live. Now, I'm probably more than halfway through that life, and I may not get this time back. And I'm going to make the most of it, making the most out of the second half of my life, or the last third, or however long left any of us have. Let's make the most of it, and let's do what makes me happy and what fills my cup and brings me joy. And comedy was that for me. I absolutely love stand-up comedy, and I'm a huge comedy fan, as well as being out there doing stand-up comedy. So I was like, okay, I am going to give up my all, because this is what I've always dreamed of, what I've always wanted to try and do. Now the divorce has given me the kick up the arse to get out there and do it, and I'm just going hell for leather, and I'm enjoying it, and I feel passionate about it, and I think that comes across, and then people can relate to you.
I love that. That's so inspiring. I think when you have purpose beyond career, beyond, family, romantic interest, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, when you have that purpose that you have, clearly, it is such a boost. I mean, it gets you through a day because you have something to look forward to.
And it's something to focus on,
And focus on, yes.
because believe me, there's going to be days where, you might be dealing with lawyers or litigation, or you might be dealing with crap messages from an ex, or somebody has said something and it's upset you, or the kids are upset, or there's always going to be bad days, but there's also going to be good days, and make the most of those good days. And remember, it's going to be okay. You're going to get through this. I can't believe I'm already so many years on from it. And I look back now and go, wow, I can't believe I went through that.
How have you changed, do you think, since your divorce?
I am not afraid to say what I need. I'm not afraid to say what I want. My kids are my priority, and then the comedy. And it has empowered me. That is what I would say.
I hear you. I resonate. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So for someone who yet is still discovering his or her voice and doesn't have that clear focus, do you have any advice on how to find it? Find
My
your
advice,
purpose, find your passion.
be kind to yourself. Mind yourself. Self-care, taking care of your own mental health and your own physical health has to be number one. You have to have that. You have to look after yourself. And then, think about what is it that really gets your juices flowing? What is it that, makes your blood pump? Is there something out there? Do something, join a group. If there's something, even if it's a craft or a swingers club or whatever it is,
Right.
right? Find
That'll
something
get
that
your blood pumping.
that will,
Yes.
that'll get your heart rate up, and do something that excites you,
Yeah.
because life is short.
It
You don't know
is.
what's around the corner. Get out there and enjoy yourself. And remember, we all have good days and we all have bad days, but make the most of the good days.
Absolutely. Two more playful questions. So I want to know, did your exterior change after divorce? Did stand-up shape that? Did divorce shape that? Was it a combination? Because one thing I find fun after divorce is I went back to some things look-wise that I hadn't embraced since my 20s, like really long hair, curly hair, wearing brighter lipstick, wearing clothing that was more form-fitting. I mean, I didn't dress like that when I was married. I didn't feel sexy when I was married. I think it's fun to feel sexy again. That's one thing I love about being on the divorce list. I like being a sexy divorcee. Okay, Fiona? I'm going to just
Yes,
say it.
and you look
I'm
very
just going to say
sexy.
it,
You
as
look
do you.
great.
Lean in, listener, right?
I think for me, I changed. I started to look after myself more, and I did drop a bunch of weight because I had time to focus on myself, and I was out exercising, getting out in the fresh air, out meeting people. And it's kind of like, even when you start dating again before you were married, you know, you kind of take more, not that you don't take pride in yourself when you're married, but you take more pride, you make more of an effort because you're out there and you're putting your best foot forward. It's very easy when you're married to kind of slip into that, oh, I'll just stay in my track pants. And there's nothing wrong with being in your track pants, but
Track pants, okay, is that Irish or Canadian?
track pants, I'd Irish. It might be
We
both.
just say yoga pants. I love
Sweatpants.
that. Track pants. I got to get some
Yeah.
track pants, girl. Send the
Yoga
link to
pants.
those. Those sound so yummy. Okay.
Yeah. So I dropped a bunch of weight. I started just wearing a bit more makeup, wearing my favorite like smell perfumes and
Yes.
anything that made me feel sexy and good,
Right,
I
for
would do.
yourself. Right. It wasn't just
Yeah.
to please somebody else. It was for you, to
It
boost
was
you.
absolutely for me.
I love it.
And then people see that and they can sense it, and that's very attractive to other
Indeed.
people.
Absolutely. When you are doing your comedy, do you ever have moments where, stage fright, not stage fright, but like, are you always just flowing on that stage?
I still get nervous before every single performance. Now, not nervous as in like I'm about to collapse or anything, but I will still just shake out my arms. And I just take a big deep breath and I just go, fuck it. And I walk up on
Yeah.
the
No,
stage.
I love that you say that because I think before you try anything new, so this is for the listener, right? Before he or she tries anything new, you can get really nervous. It's okay, but do it
Yeah.
anyway, right, Fiona? Keep
But that's
going. Say,
it.
fuck
Feel the
it. Keep
fear
going. Feel
and
the
do it
fear.
anyway.
Do it anyway.
Try something new. Get out there and try something new, and you might be surprised. You might love it.
Comedy, I find to be such a healer. I'm a photographer. I edit photos all the time. I have to do that later today. I love listening to stand-up comedians while I'm editing. I love to just laugh. For me, that's why I love doing this podcast and having, more out-of-the-box topics and conversations like this, because I think we got to focus on levity more and humor and comedy and lightness. Do you feel like because of your focus that that's been a good friend to you? It seems like comedy is a good friend to you.
Comedy has been amazing for me. Absolutely amazing. The amount of wonderful people I have met, the amount of wonderful people that come up to me after shows or message me. So many people going, I'm actually going through a really crap divorce, or my marriage isn't working out, or I got divorced years ago. The amount of people that come and talk to me and go, you were up there talking all about it and you're laughing about it. And it's just so refreshing to see someone who's gone through it and they're coming out the other side. And they're able to look back and go, wow, what the hell was that? And laugh at it. And so it has been really helpful to me, and I hope helpful to other people.
Absolutely. And I think it's just giving yourself permission. It's okay to laugh about this stuff. Like, you gotta laugh, right? You gotta give
Oh,
yourself
yeah.
that right to laugh at some of the things that you've been through that have been hard. And then you get through them and it's like, oh, fuck, look what I just did.
Yeah, absolutely. And to look back with pride and go, do you know what? You know, it may have knocked me down, but I got back up and I kept going.
Isn't that an Irish song? Doesn't an Irish band sing that? I get knocked down,
Oh, yeah.
but I
I
get up
don't think
again.
I know the
I love this conversation, and I want to hear how the listener and I can find more of your comedy because I want to listen to it.
Oh, thank you. Well, if you go on to FionaO'BrienComedy.com on my website, there's links to my TikTok and Twitter and Instagram, and I have two comedy albums out, one called Magically Malicious and one called Finger Liquor.
Oh my.
They are there, and you can hear me on SiriusXM and on Just for Laughs, but everything's on that one website, FionaOBrienComedy.com.
Fantastic. And what is your handle on social media?
At Real Fiona O.
Ooh, oh, at the end, girl. I like that. That's yummy. Well, you have been such a delight. I am so happy that we could talk about the divorce list and all of its many benefits.
Oh, thank you. So I'm so glad you found me because I saw you post my clip and then I saw all what you were doing and I was like, this is great. People need this. And I'm happy I found you and I hope I'm happy you're doing this for everybody. It's wonderful.
It's all a win-win. We help each other out after
Yes.
divorce, which is what I love about this community. Well, thank you again for being part of season 5. Keep dreaming, keep going, keep laughing, keep having all the fun that you're having, and keep inspiring. You are such an inspiration. Thanks again, Fiona. What's your dating flavor profile? Explore your unique taste with my Vanilla Strawberry Sprinkles quiz. From dating basics to heartfelt stuff to erotic deliciousness, it's a flavorful way to get to know your date. Indulge in this cheeky fun quiz at divorcedandhappy.net. It is now time for some burning questions. So Fiona gave so many awesome benefits of being on the divorced list. And I actually asked a similar question back a few months ago on Instagram. And I love how my followers on the gram share so many awesome answers. If you're not part of the Instagram Divorced and Happy community, you got to join in the fun. It's at Sadie's Divorced and Happy. So someone said one of the benefits of being divorced was that you could travel anywhere. I love that, right? I just went on a solo trip to Denver. I had so much fun. Another person shared you can ask for assistance on a project, and that doesn't mean you're weak or unworthy. Absolutely. Someone else said cooking whatever I want for dinner or eating cereal for dinner. I love to do that. And another person said, I can have my mom over whenever I want to. Love the freedom after divorce. And another great answer that I love so much was having an entire walk-in closet to myself. Okay, now here is a burning question I want you to answer. So go on SpeakPipe. Be brave, friend. It's your moment. Have your moment on the podcast and answer this question. Here it is. Would you ever consider a post-divorce sexpedition? And if so, where would you go? Okay, so share your answer on SpeakPipe at divorcedandhappy.net. And I also have the link, the SpeakPipe link, in the show notes. So all you have to do after the episode is go to the show notes, click the link, and leave your answer. And if I choose your answer, keep it spicy, right? I am going to give you a little something, something. All right, whatever your passion is post-divorce, whatever excites you, you know, besides maybe the idea of joining a swingers club, I should go for it. I say go for it. I want you to take some inspiration from Fiona's story and pursue it. Go for it. Have faith in yourself and make the most of it, my friend. And my sidekick, Mike, and I, we plan to make the most of season 5 with you. Okay, here is a clue for next week's episode. Mike and I, we also plan to help you smell really good this season too. And on that spectacular note, yeah, I just made that up. We will catch you next week for another new episode of Sadie's Divorced and Happy podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode, and be sure to treat yourself by subscribing to the podcast. If today's show gave you a boost, consider giving us some love with a 5-star rating and an enticing review. Interact with Mike and me all season long on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and Pinterest at Sadie's Divorced and Happy. Looking for an affordable and effective way to market your services and products? Consider sponsoring the podcast. Email contact at divorcedandhappy.net to learn more about our sponsorship opportunities. Join us next Wednesday for more delicious life after divorce fun.